Shalom, time for a daily market wrap this Tuesday, March 5, 2024. Stocks in Asia mixed as the National People's Congress kicked off today with a slew of economic targets and ahead of a batch of jobs data from the U.S., as well as Fed Chair Jay Powell's congressional testimony for more clues on the rate path. Philippine shares traded lower as February inflation ticked higher by more than expected. For the day, the PSE index fell by more than 0.5% to close just a touch above 6,900, despite a continuous streak of net foreign buying.
We feel that there has been some slight repricing that happened today. But mostly, I would say we're just really in a consolidation phase where the index has been persistently trying to break past that psychological resistance at 7,000. And we might see some dips here and there because there's still some profit-taking happening.
3.4% was not really what the market was expecting. But if you dig deeper into the numbers, there are some positive signs. Like, for example, yes, food was up, but if you look at the month-on-month changes, it's only 0.3% in February versus I think we saw 0.8% month-on-month in January. So you're seeing some tempering of that print, even if it's still beyond what the market was expecting. Remember, the numbers are now within what the BSP is targeting at 2 to 4%. So that might be a bit of a consolation for the market, which is why the market is still quite flattish at this point. Another point is that if you remember last year, we ended quite on a flat note. And we think that there's still a big runway for the market to catch up with its Asian peers. So I think so far this year, with the exception of Japan and Vietnam, we're actually the best performing market in the region, but we still have a lot to catch up in terms of the gains. So we think if there are specific catalysts that are specific to the Philippines, then that might provide room for the market to finally re-rate in line with its Asian peers. Behaviorally, we should be patient. Markets have been quite volatile, and patience is actually something that is needed in markets like this. For example, infrastructure spending, it's not something that will filter through to earnings in 3 months. You won't see loans actually go up 50% just because a conglomerate or a consortium won.
In corporate stories, Aboitiz Equity Ventures saw net income double to 5.5 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2023, bringing full-year net income to 23.5 billion flat. Breaking down its unit's performance, the power unit, which accounts for 67% of AEV's total net income for the year, saw a 27% growth. So did Aboitiz Land, which benefited from higher sales and construction activity, coupled with gains from sale of properties. These helped offset the drop in Union Bank's performance. While its food business, which includes Pilmico, reversed losses from a year ago to post 1.3 billion in net income contribution thanks to better margins from its flour and the agribusiness segments that partially offset the lower contributions from the farms and meat segments. Meanwhile, ASEN Australia signs a cooperation agreement with Australian-owned Zen Energy Retail to advance the power purchase agreement documentation for an offtake of up to 220 megawatts of ASEN Australia's New England solar project. Will it also sign a cooperation agreement for the joint development of a 200-megawatt, over 400-megawatt-hour battery energy storage system in New South Wales, this time with Mathubeni Asian Power Singapore? And finally, Petron posts a 51% jump in full-year 2023 profit at 10.1 billion pesos, despite revenue slipping 7%. Why the slide in top line? Well, sales volume was 13% higher at 126.9 million barrels for the year, prices corrected from the record high levels in 2022. For the year, the average price of benchmark Dubai crude stood at $82 per barrel, down 15%. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.